God sees you and God sees me in delicate and difficult circumstances, and He's not insensitive to that.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He meets all of my needs. I want for nothing that is meaningful in life. And those things for which we have no want are unfolded for us in the remainder of this psalm. A commencing relationship is in verse 1. That's the place we begin. And if we expect to experience and enjoy all of the blessings that are unfolded in this psalm, then we must come to the place, first of all, where we can say, "The Lord is my shepherd," without hypocrisy. Not just parroting words, but recognizing that we can have a very meaningful relationship with the Son of God. So there is a commencing relationship, and then there is that continuing relationship unfolded in verses 2 to 5. And in that continuing relationship, we learn that our shepherd says to us, "You shall not want for rest," because he makes us to lie down in green pastures. "Nor shall you want for refreshment," he leads you beside still waters. "You shall not want for restoration," he restoreth my soul. "Nor for regulation," he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake. "Nor for refuge, I will fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I have refuge. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Nor shall we want for resources. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil." And all of those metaphors are rich with significance on a very practical level for you and I who are sheep of Christ's fold. The consummating relationship is given in verse 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I wonder if we might take a moment to look at the rest which the shepherd provides. As it's stated there in Psalm 23 and verse 2, he says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Now, what do you see when you look at that expression? It says to me that those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will experience a certain contentment, a certain rich satisfaction, a certain lovely fulfillment to the whole way of their life. They will be satisfied, they will be content, they will be enriched as a result of their union with the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be fulfilled. As I look at that expression, there are two things that stand out to me. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." There are two things that stand out to me. One is the blessing. Do you see it? "He maketh me to lie down." He gives me rest, contentment, fulfillment, and satisfaction. That's the blessing. "He maketh me to lie down." There's a second thing I see there. That's the bounty. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures," in a verdant context, in an oasis. "He maketh me to lie down," that's the blessing, "in green pastures." That's the bounty of the blessing. The Bible says the blessing is this: "He maketh me to lie down." And as I look at that expression, there are two things that kind of stick in my mind. One, divine wisdom is in view. He maketh me. He knows that I need this. He's a wise God, a judicious God, and He maketh me to lie down. Divine wisdom is in view. Also, human weakness is in view. "He maketh me to lie down." Why do I have to lie down? Because I'm weak. We're a weak lot. And we need the kind of rest and contentment and satisfaction and fulfillment and forgiveness and purpose that only God can give to us. We need His strength and His power, His rejuvenation. And that's what the shepherd provides for us. We live in a day of extreme weariness. Most of us could attest to that from personal experience. Fatigue, sorrow, anguish, exhaustion, All of these things are a part of human experience, human life, ever since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Physically, intellectually, emotionally, even spiritually, we need rest. You know what I'm talking about. Many of you do. Strange and mysterious providences intersect our lives. Blends of joy and sorrow, laughter and tears, hatred and love, cowardice and courage, all of these things seem to be engaged in head-on collisions right within this little entity we call me. And it exhausts us, sometimes physically, intellectually, emotionally, even spiritually. What we need is rest. We need someone who can speak peace to our hearts. Someone who can give us a sense of contentment in the midst of confusion. Someone who can give us meaning and purpose. Who can make us to lie down in green pastures. And we learn in the pages of Scripture that there's only one personality in all of the universe who has the necessary credentials to be able to do that, and that one personality is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, who gives his life for the sheep. As I look at it, this whole phenomenon of rest, as I look at it, there are really two basic elements here. I hope I can convey them to you quickly. There are really two basic elements here with respect to this issue of the rest that we so desperately need due to our human weakness, our exhaustion, and our anguish. The first thing I want you to see with me quickly is we learn something from Jesus Christ about the provision of rest. And the place we learn that is in the New Testament. And if you have your Bibles, you might turn there with me for just a moment. Matthew, the 11th chapter, very familiar passage, verses 28 to 30. First of all, we learn something from Jesus Christ about the provision of rest. We're going to learn very quickly there are two kinds of rest there. And then we learn something from the Oriental shepherd, his experience with his flock of sheep. We learn something from the Oriental shepherd about the prohibitives to rest, those things that can intersect and interrupt and despoil the rest that God intended for us, the fulfillment, the satisfaction, the joy, the meaning, the peace, and the purpose that God intended for us as Christians. And there are three elements that the Oriental shepherd had to contend with, and in a very real sense, on the spiritual level, we have to contend with them as well. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, we read these words, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I believe that's precisely what David is talking about in Psalm 23:2. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What do you see when you look at those verses? I see two things. I see first the rest which comes from faith. It's called salvation. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." There's the rest of salvation. And then I see, secondly, the rest which comes from fulfillment. It's called service, Christian service. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." There's a rest that is given, that's salvation, and there's a rest that is to be found through dedicated Christian service. Look with me at verse 28 of Matthew 11. I want to analyze it for just a moment because I think it's very critical. Well, apart from understanding this concept, I think it's impossible to experience the rest of which David speaks in Psalm 23:2. What do you see as you look at verse 28? It's a very familiar verse. We've quoted on many occasions, Matthew 11:28. "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I see four things in that verse. The first thing I see is the call, "Come unto me." That's an invitation by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's placed in the imperative mode. In effect, it is a command, "Come." And it requires from us the exercise of the will. We must make a decision as to whether or not we will respond to the invitation. You see that invitation, that very gracious invitation, extended to humanity all through Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, you find that verb in the imperative mode, "Come." All through the Bible, it's amazing, little word study. You ought to study it sometime. From Genesis to Revelation, this gracious invitation. And whenever you see it, it almost always has with it three ingredients attached to it. One, it is an invitation which is extended by God to man. In other words, God takes the initiative. God sees you and God sees me in delicate and difficult circumstances, and he is not insensitive to that. He knows we're lost sheep, and he wants us to be saved sheep. He wants us to become members of his fold so that he can provide for us and minister to us and meet our needs, and so he invites us. It is an invitation extended by God to man. God always takes the initiative. God is the God of initiative. He reaches out. He extends a rich offer, and he expects a response. Come. Whenever you see that invitation, that gracious invitation, it's always accompanied by these three ingredients. One, it is extended by God to man. Two, it urges man to embrace God's perfect provision for his preservation or for his well-being. So the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me. I am God's perfect provision for your preservation. If you will integrate me by faith into your life, I will meet your needs." We are urged by God, who has taken the initiative to receive the one perfect provision which can meet every one of our needs. Jesus Christ, we're called to a Christ, not a creed. To an individual, not an institution. To a Savior, not a system. To the Son of God. And when we place our faith in him, when we respond to that gracious invitation, he gives us rest. The third thing, the third ingredient, which always accompanies this invitation, one, it's extended by God to men. Two, it urges men to embrace God's perfect provision for his preservation. Three, it is almost always given in a time of overwhelming judgment or doom. It was Noah who was invited into the ark. Come into the ark. Genesis chapter 7 in verse 1. In a time of overwhelming judgment and doom. And all through the Bible, that's the issue. After a portrait of the cataclysmic judgments which will invade this planet, they're portrayed in the book of Revelation. After that portrait, we're invited. The Spirit and the bride, they say, come. Revelation 22 and verse 17. All through the Bible, this gracious invitation is issued in a context of overwhelming judgment and doom. And it means this for every one of us: without Jesus Christ, we must anticipate, we will experience a devastating judgment throughout all of eternity, which the Bible calls hell, that judgment which the Bible calls hell, Gehenna. The garbage dump, that's what the word Gehenna means, the garbage dump of the universe, the depository for the moral refuse of the universe. An awesome, devastating judgment awaits all of those who depart this life without Jesus Christ. So in the context of that awesome judgment and doom, we are issued this gracious invitation, come unto me.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you'd like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam, 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 360. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, send email to khmg@hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to tune in for the next edition of Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.